think, Jennifer, we need to get rid of that pretty good day stuff.
And why?
Make it a very good day. Forget about it. It's a pretty good day.
Should we overdub it?
Yeah, we can overdub it. We'll just, when it comes up to pretty, we'll just say, very. Very.
Very. All right, very, we can record that. I like
Jennifer
it.
Horn and Doug Steffen here with the top topics, the top stories, the sort of what do I call this? The unofficial news, whatever it is. It's better.
You always
than
say
the,
top topics.
It's better than the other guys. Let's just put it that way. Whatever is here is better than whatever you can get. America's Morning Snooze. Right? And Boy Calf, what has he got going? Nothing. He's not
Boy
doing anything.
Calf.
He's got nothing going on. Let's see, who else is around today? Bill the Bigger Bennett. Mm-hmm. Bigger and better, not necessarily in the morning. That'd be a good show to be on about 9 o'clock at night. All right, so that's enough of me.
To help you snooze?
Right, exactly. So the whole thing is a snooze fest. Bill Press is a great guy, but his thing is a... Right, so here we are to save the radio world, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, with, as I said, the top stories. Now, I'm in Oregon. I don't know where that came from.
You're
I'm
a little further away than that.
Right. Okay, so the Irish Times has as its headline today, cuts to child benefit expected despite strong opposition. That's number one. And then a blockage expected for same-sex marriage proposals. So there are a lot of the same things going on over here as there are going on over there. Jennifer's got some info on the status of Drew Barrymore, Honey Boo Boo, Robert Pattinson and his girlfriend, Arnold Schwarzenegger. All the good stuff is right here. Here's something actually there are two or three things that are floating around today that are sort of continuing themes, not only of this program, but of people who are thinking. One of them has to do with all the focus tomorrow night on the debate, whether the news media is going to give Mitt Romney a fair shot. My suggestion to that is no. They are not going to give him a fair shot because the bias is clear. There's a story in the Irish Times today, in fact. The Irish are talking about how biased our media is in America. So if that's the case, I mean, people even over here talking about it. I thought that was pretty interesting. I think it was a television report that I saw earlier on. It wasn't in the newspaper. But in general, media bias. Is there media bias here in Ireland? Is there media bias everywhere? Yeah. The reality is it would be unrealistic to think that people and their opinions don't make their way into however they're covering the news. Sometimes that happens more blatantly than others. Sometimes it's a right-wing, right-of-center bias. Sometimes it's left-wing. I mean, who's more biased than Fox, for God's sakes?
Well, I think I think the reason you see more bias in America now is because the news reporters have actually become quasi-celebrities and superstars, and everybody's become a personality and not a journalist, which is the difference, I think.
And most of them don't have the qualifications to be considered. That term is so poorly used, the idea of who a journalist is and how they get their credentials, what their experiences are, please. Some of these 21-year-old kids that come out of school that want to be reporters. Reporter, yes. Journalist, no. I think assumed with the term journalist and journalism is some expertise, is some experience, is some overview of the world. So is there a media bias? Yeah. And it gets worse every day. 800-510-8255. Okay, as long as we're talking about the media, the Fox airing of that live suicide. Mm-hmm. Lots of people are talking about that. And so my question to you, let's play news media person, all right? You're the news director, Jennifer, of the television station. Do you air this shot or not?
No.
No, you don't.
No, right, but I'm against car chases in general, so I would not be airing that to begin with.
Okay, so maybe we go one step further. Would you watch a live execution on television?
No. In fact, you know, they had that when Al-Qaeda released that footage of somebody being executed. Mm-hmm. That was all over the Internet, and I chose not to watch that.
Mm-hmm. 800-510-8255. Email to Jennifer at DougSteffen.com or to Doug at DougSteffen.com. Let's use Facebook.com/Good Day Show or Twitter at Good Day Show and see if we can. Here's sort of the way I'd like you to pose the question, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
It's a one-sentence answer. Why do we get upset at a nipple being broadcast but we're not upset when a guy blows his head off on television.
Okay.
Wait. You understand how many suits the FCC has been back and forth in court, spent $400 million so far trying
over
to get
Janet
Fox
Jackson,
to...
Right.
Yeah, Janet Jackson. It wasn't Fox, it was CBS, I think, wasn't it? I think that was the year CBS did it. Yeah. Okay. So how is it that you maybe get upset at that, oh, well, my daughter shouldn't see those things? Come on. What are you crazy? Your daughter's seen that stuff. My son shouldn't see it. Well, my husband shouldn't see it. Whatever is it, it's foolishness. So I think these are all part and parcel of our naivete when it comes to the media. The news media, anyway. It's not the media, it's the news media. 800-510-8255. Here's something else to chew on. Ross Perot is back sort of in the highlight, or if he isn't in the headlines, he ought to be. He has, remember him from the 1992 campaign? Many people felt
yeah.
he kept old man Bush from winning re-election.
He ran twice, didn't he?
He did, I think, yes, mm-hmm. right. So he hasn't had much to say for the last, 15 years or so? Who's heard anything about Ross Perot?
I honestly didn't know if he was alive still, but he's making a lot of sense these days, isn't he?
He has come out of the shadows. He's, I think he's written a book, and so obviously he's going to try to get people interested in that. But he says that we are leaving a disaster to our children and our grandchildren. He talks about his fear of the United States being taken over. Quote, if we are that weak, just think of who wants to come here first and take us over. Last thing I ever want to see is this country, our country, taken over because we're so financially weak, we can't do anything, and we are moving in that direction for sure. We could even lose our country if we don't get this fixed and straightened out, and nobody that's running really talks about it, about what we have to do and why we have to do it. They would prefer not to have it discussed. So Ross Perot, if you listen to him, would he make you vote one way or the other? Would he make you tend to vote with his philosophy toward Mitt Romney? Is he going to help in that direction? 800-510-8255. It's Jennifer and Doug with the top stories of the day here on Good Day. Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exogen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exogen.com. Exogen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
I'm not big on to-do lists. Why waste time writing when I could be doing? So drop your pencil and gear up for fall with deals at John Deere, including $700 off both X700 Select Series tractors and the Gator XUV825i. Visit a participating John Deere dealer by October 26th. Some conditions apply.
For great deals on legendary, reliable John Deere equipment, visit your local dealer today or go to myjohndeeredealer.com to see current offers and find a participating dealer near you.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom. And Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities, that owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Hey, fans, Exogen is inviting you and yours to enjoy the sights and sounds of London, along with the exciting action of NFL football as the Patriots take on the Rams at Wembley Stadium, all in one trip. Exogen presents the London Fantastic Family Adventure, a fabulous trip for four. The Crown Jewels, Buckingham Palace, and the London Shopping Spree will all be part of the adventure. Experience great seats, NFL-sponsored events, and the entire wonder of London. Go to www.exogen.com for details, entry rules, and your opportunity to win.
It's that time of the year again. The kids are back to school and the bills are pouring in. Tuition, books, supplies, new clothes, the list goes on and on. Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, here to tell you about a great mortgage that will help you get it all done within your personal budget. The Quicken Loans exclusive Yorgage. And the rate is as low as 2.75%. APR 3.47%. Yorgage. Folks, it sounds different because it is different. With a Yorgage from Quicken Loans, you pick the term that best fits your needs. Anywhere from 8 to 29 years. That's the Quicken loans, Yorgage. And right now, an 8-year Yorgage is just 2.75%. APR 3.47%. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com right now and find out if our exclusive Yorgage is right for you. Our Quicken Loans mortgage experts put client service first. That's why we've got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and find out why we're engineered to amaze.
Other restrictions may apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
800-510-8255. Jennifer, what else on the social media side of things are we following, and what are people wanting us to know about their points of view on some of these issues that we've had last couple of days floating around?
Well, we've actually had quite a few people comment on your trip to Ireland, which I thought was fun. We've posted some of the pictures from your broadcast yesterday at facebook.com/Good Day Show.
Jackie says, at Good Day Show.
Good Day Show. Jackie said, oh, she loved listening today. Shauna said she woke up to the most delightful Irish music on
Wasn't
her
that
day
neat?
This morning.
That's very
what
sweet.
A treat.
Tell her thank you. That was very nice.
Catherine said, hoped you would have sung along to Danny Boy. So one more chance.
Listeners, Victoria, encouraging me to do Danny Boy, and they were disappointed that I didn't do Danny Boy yesterday. See? That's how that. I did do it. It's just nobody was listening. Yeah, right. I'm here with Victoria Jones, who is known pretty much around the country as being one of those journalists, one of those radio journalist sorts.
One of them
there, folks. Okay, anyway, so what else did it say?
All right, we also asked about beer, you two, Lucky Charms, Jen, and Rich. What is your favorite export of Ireland?
Mm-hmm.
Nathan said Riverdance. He loves it. Ken said Van Morrison and you two, closely followed by Guinness and Jameson, Irish whiskey. Yeah. Liz said Celtic music. Dee Dee said Irish white cheddar and Guinness. Yum. Mm-hmm. Hans said their accent. Chris said my grandma and grandpa. That's cute. Yeah. Bill said potatoes. Allie said my fiance. Hope you're having a good time over there. Janet said the accent, dance music, taties, I guess that's a potato, and the Irish Rovers. Norma said, I'm hoping it's a potato anyway.
We'll move a vowel over to the left or the right, and then it could be something else, yeah. Right.
Norma said Rich is her favorite export, very cute, and Barbara said Guinness. There you go.
800-510-8255. Jack calling on Media Bias. Jack, you're on the Good Day program. Hi. Hello.
Hey, Doug, before I get into that, you're a technology guy, right?
No, don't count. That. I wouldn't say that.
Each one.
Well, keep your eye on CBAK.
CBAK.
And I got another one for you. CNTF. That's China, Nancy, Thomas.
So these are the stock symbols like RVPL, which is the stock symbol for the eco outfit.
The last one, CNTF, they expect that to be the next Apple of China. So if anybody's interested in CBAK, they're expecting a new technology in a battery that's going to be revolutionary. And the analysts are giving it both of those thumbs up.
All right. So meanwhile, you called about media bias.
Yeah. And you were talking about the people getting upset, just to weigh in on that. You know, like people get upset about nipples and all that stuff, but yet people look at porn all day long on the computer. Nobody seems to have a problem with that. No, everybody gets upset with the referees not showing up. But yet, when Wall Street was getting pilfered and raped, nobody said nothing about it.
Would you watch a live execution on television?
No, I don't. And I'll tell you why. I'm a person who doesn't like to be desensitized.
Okay, thanks. 800-510-8255. One of England's. Well, England, he has a home in Bath, has a home in California, but is from Belfast, Northern Ireland. It's now the Irish Republic. Van the Man Morrison here on Good Day at 21 after the hour with Jennifer and Doug and the top stories of the day.
I wanna make love to you tonight. I can't wait till the morning has come. And I know now the time is just right and straight and...
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need need for an airbrush or other spray equipment? Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
People are criticizing the new iPhone.
Yeah.
The other day, the CEO of Apple apologized for problems in the iPhone's new map program. Yeah. The CEO made the apology in a field 20 miles from where the press conference was supposed to take place. And the deer wandered by. How is the map thing working for you, sir?
It's working well.
Well, that killed it. That totally ruined my joke then.
Well, Arnold Schwarzenegger gave an interview to 60 Minutes last night. Did you watch? Give an idea how well the interview went. Leslie Stahl is now pregnant.
Okay.
Now, Leslie was interviewing Arnold for his new book. We have a copy of it right here. It's called, Quick, Pretend Like You're Just Cleaning It.
I see you all survived Carmageddon 2 over the weekend. You know, they shut the 405 freeway down from midnight on Friday until late last night. The mayor asked Los Angelinos to stay off the road while crews demolished the Mulholland Bridge. Even our freeways in L.A. get cosmetic surgery. But, next weekend, Bruce Jenner's face is going to be shut down from early on Saturday.
This is kind of scary. On Saturday, an American Airlines flight made an emergency landing at JFK when a row of seats became unbolted and started sliding around the plane. It was weird. People were like, oh, great, I'm sitting near the bathroom again. Whoa, I'm in first class. I'm a pilot. What's going on?
Man, when you think about that, that really is those mechanics. They have changed around the seat. The arrangements in some of the 757s and the American planes, and so the obvious reality here is that the mechanics didn't bolt down the seats to embarrass American because they're in bankruptcy and they're fighting with all the unions. Very, not very cool, actually. Going back to the only thing, here's something that's a reality, Jennifer. Conan O'Brien is aired over here in Ireland, obviously. Conan O'Brien. Of course, hello. Yeah, he's seen over here every night. It's kind of cool. I was watching a little of him last night, in fact. The Ellen DeGeneres program is something that we try to follow. Here she has a laugh at the expense of the NFL replacement refs.
So in our last house, we shared a closet, which I liked because Portia could help me zip up my gowns. And now we have separate closets, which I like because now I have room for all my wigs. So a few weeks ago, we were getting dressed to go out to dinner, and we were in our separate closets. And then we walked out, and we looked at each other, and we were wearing pretty much the same exact thing. We both had on black shirts and white pants, and we were dressed sort of like replacement refs, except we know more about football. But anyway, that's me. I'm sorry.
All right, and then...
Did you know I learned something about Ellen yesterday?
No, what did you learn?
Did you know she was banned from Johnny Carson's Tonight Show?
No.
Yeah, she was on one time. She was so raw, Johnny Carson said, nah, not anymore.
No, don't bring her back again. Yeah. I didn't know that. But
I found
that
out yesterday. No problem.
Very good. All right, here's an excerpt from a discussion on The View yesterday where the ladies discuss Arnold's interview on 60 Minutes as well.
In the interview, he talks about the fact that when he was very young and becoming a bodybuilder, you didn't show emotion because that hurt you physically. And all the way through, whether you saw this interview or not, he sort of says, well, yeah, that happened. That's the way I am. He doesn't say anything about wanting therapy now, trying to make a change. It's, this is the way I am. And I deny everything. He just keeps everything in denial.
I have something about Maria, too. I mean, he's horrible. I thought he was just awful in this interview. He has no guilt, nothing.
He seemed to enjoy the flashback thinking about it.
You know, but he's funny. He's funny. Arnold is funny. You know, but the thing about Maria is, because she's a Kennedy, I think that all the women in that family are brainwashed. You know, the mother tells her, go ahead and defend him after the groping rumors go out. Go ahead and defend him as governor of California after you know that he's had multiple affairs.
That's Joy on The View with Arnold in the Focus. 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Halloween is coming up, and I'll tell you what's really hot this year. Zombies. It's all about the living dead, all that experiences all around the country. This year, attractions at Universal Studios in Hollywood and Orlando put you in the shoes of a zombie apocalypse survivor. The scene is based on the TV show The Walking Dead, where you'll wander through a maze or take a tram into the back lot that's infested with, you guessed it, zombies. Then there's one of the creepiest haunted houses in the country, the Scare House in Pittsburgh. They, too, have been bitten by zombie fever. And they've launched an experience where you'll encounter the zombies from the Living Dead films, which, of course, were shot in and around the city. Are you feeling up for another challenge? It's called the 5K Zombie Race, and you'll find them in any number of cities. The Run for Your Lives races involve obstacle courses where the undead are on the prowl. But you know what's even better than being a participant? Volunteering to become one of the zombies. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I'm Jim Furyk, 16-time PGA Tour winner. Whether I'm on tour or vacationing with my family, I make sure MedJet is there with me. It's priceless peace of mind. MedJet keeps me in the game.
As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, your membership includes medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. With memberships starting at $99, you don't have to be a tour pro to travel like one. Visit MedJetRadio.com to get your membership today.
You can buy the same Whirlpool washer at the big home improvement store, or you can get it at Rent-A-Center. So, what's the difference?
Credit card account.
Yeah, I think there's a mistake on my bill. It's much bigger this month.
Yeah, that's not a mistake. That's interest.
The credit card bill from the home improvement store keeps growing the longer you take to pay.
Well, how do I figure out the total cost?
Oh, do you have a graphing calculator?
With the Rack Flex plan, the total price you see is the total price you pay, with no surprises. Rent-A-Center. Be flexible with your money. See store for details.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's 33 after now on Tuesday, October the 2nd. I'm Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horner. We're going through the top stories of the day from the indifferent side of the news. But there still are things in here that are important for you to know. For example, Jennifer, the recall of peanut butter and almond butter that was started last week in food news. That's been expanded to include cashew butters, blanched and roasted peanut products. The manufacturer is in New Mexico, and I think we decided they were called the same. It was like Sunland Products,
Sunland,
if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, exactly. They recalled 100 products under multiple brand names since last week after salmonella was linked to Trader Joe's creamy salted peanut butter. The CDC said there are now 30 illnesses in 19 states that can be traced to the Trader Joe peanut butter. How do they trace them? How do they really know? Somebody can say, you know, you can go, if somebody gets sick, the doctor can ask you, well, what have you had to eat in the last 24 to 48 hours? And you can go through a whole laundry list of things. And if there's something
gotta be the peanut butter. Must be the peanut butter.
See, I don't buy this stuff. I really don't. I think there, on any given day, you could find 30 people or 40 people or more who don't feel well. They go to the emergency room. What have you had to eat? I mean, how many people go to the emergency room every day? Millions of people.
Unless they knew already that there was a problem.
That's the point.
Yeah.
Well, if they knew there was a problem, then they only know it because they have information from somebody else who asked the same question, right? How do you really know that that peanut butter has made you sick? And the news media runs with it and scares the hell out of everybody. Without really knowing, it's the same with all these other things. We talk first and then think later, like the bag lettuce. I mean, I think there's something to be said for some of this stuff, but when there are only 30 cases.
I bought chopped onions.
Yeah.
And pre-chopped. And that was probably, I don't know, a couple months ago, and there was some recall. And not only did they print it on my grocery receipt, tell me when I checked out at the grocery store that there was a problem. They called me at home twice as well.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Isn't that weird?
Well, they're protecting themselves. They're protecting themselves from whatever lawsuits. But I wonder how they got your home phone number. How'd they find you?
The club. That's those grocery clubs.
Oh, you belong to the grocery club.
Like
and they have
Ralph
your number.
Club. Yeah.
Oh,
so they had all my stuff. Yep.
All right. Okay. Yeah, I think some of this stuff is overdone, frankly. 800-510-8255. Speaking of that, and because I'm in Ireland, some of the things that are on the front burner here sort of echo what we've been talking about in America. There's a big story today about the European Union Food Safety Committee that is studying the latest from our information over there. Remember last week we were talking about the toxicology reports from all of those the rats that were eating genetically modified food? And the Europeans are tougher on this than the Americans are. They're death on GMO food over here. And so now this is the latest in a move to just ban all of this stuff altogether over here. And the folks at Monsanto and Dow Chemical and all these other people are trying to, in one way or another, they're trying to smooth their way into being available over here, or they're trying to sue the governments, saying that it's infringement of their rights or whatever other nonsense they come up with. But these guys don't fool around. And I thought it was interesting because I'm looking at the same pictures that we looked at last week of the rats with all those tumors. And the same pictures are over here this week. So you can be damn sure that they're not going to play second fiddle to Monsanto and Dow over here. I wish we had the same kind of balsam in America. 800-510-8255. Speaking of balsam, a lawyer for Mr. I'm a Dinner Jacket's cameraman, who is basically the man, or at least he had been until, I think, over the weekend. I don't know if you heard this or not. The cameraman was assigned to Mr. I'm a Dinner Jacket. He was a video guy and a still guy, and all he was supposed to do is make I'm a Dinner Jacket look good. And he's been his cameraman for the past 4 years. Mm-hmm. He defected.
Uh-oh.
So he's...
What did he do? To show him in a bad light? That must have been extremely difficult.
No, he just wanted to get away. Who knows? Well, you know, you don't defect because somebody's after you. You defect right. because you want to get away from whatever circumstances you're in. So he found Paul O'Dwyer, who's a New York-based lawyer who represents people who want to, you know, there are all kinds of specialties, and this guy's a specialist on immigration. So he's representing Hassan Golkaban, who was I'm a Dinner Jacket's cameraman. He's asked for asylum in the U.S. No other details, like where is he so they can go get him?
Right, so they can come and pick him up.
Yeah, none of that stuff, no. But I think that's, listen, that's interesting. I think we're happy when something like that happens, even though we're very critical of our own deal here. We're happy to see it sort of turn in our direction. And speaking of that, I don't know whether you saw this or not. I actually witnessed it on television here last night. IKEA apologized after removing all of the women who were models in the catalog that was for sale in Saudi Arabia. There are versions of this catalog that are all around the world. Swedish furniture company, big deal. And they edited the showcases where men and women were there. They took all the women out, so they only show young children and men. And they said they were regretting this is a statement released yesterday, quote, "We should have reacted and realized that excluding women from the Saudi Arabian version of the catalog is in conflict with our group values." Really? Group values. But it just, the
I'd
whole
like to
thing.
See their values, actually.
Well, IKEA is a well-known... let me see, isn't IKEA the biggest company in Sweden? One known with no more Volvo? Lovisa lives in Sweden. It's a big company. So was this a big deal? Can you come here for 2 seconds? Do you mind? Lovisa is working with us here in Ireland, and she's been around the globe. We were trying to figure this out the other day, how many times we've worked together, and I think it's 13 or 14 years.
A couple of times.
I won't
give
away the age because, you know, say hi to Jennifer. You know Jennifer.
Hello.
So
hi,
you live
Lisa.
In Sweden.
I do.
And you're a native of Sweden.
I am.
And so IKEA, which is almost iconoclastic in America and around the world as far as furniture, values, that sort of thing. Is this much ado about nothing, this catalog thing, or is it a big to-do?
I think it's a pretty big deal, actually. First of all, the catalog is printed in such an enormous amount of copies around the world.
It goes everywhere.
It really does go everywhere.
Yeah.
And they do, it's been in the news. I've seen it from here, obviously. It's been in the news on every Swedish site.
Mm-hmm.
And this has been, It's one of those things. It is printed in a tiny, tiny town in Sweden.
Really? Is it what keeps the town going, the printing of the
absolutely.
Catalog?
Absolutely. It's called Elmhult. It's, I don't know, maybe 3,000-4,000 people live there.
Really?
That's it.
Yeah.
And this is from the original, you know, where the founder, Ingvar Kamprad, is from. So it's very small. And they do everything from there. And then they do, because it's such a large corporation and foundation, actually, they do sort of send out certain things. So, I mean, there are some differences in the catalogs. Not really, like, for example, between Europe and let's say, North America. But there are some differences in other countries.
Mm.
And I've seen that with some of the issues in Indonesia, for example, or other countries. But I think that, I mean, they have said from IKEA, because I looked at this now, and they say that we are very sorry about this. We should have looked at it much, you know, because this is not, as a company, they have put sort of pride in themselves to say that we are not
right.
going to do any inequality, you know, things that are, you know.
So is there a different kind of management thinking? Do you think, I mean, Sweden's a very progressive country.
Yes.
So it seemed strange at the beginning that they would even think about doing that, because it would seem to be against the tone of what they stand for.
Oh, absolutely. And you've already heard from the Swedish government saying
yeah.
that we're absolutely against this. This is not, I mean, obviously, this is not our company.
Mm.
This is not run by the Swedish government or anything like this, but they are very much condoning it. But they say, you know, we have franchise, you know, sort of people in Saudi Arabia that look at this. Like, they take away things that show alcohol or something like that,
mm-hmm.
or show women in something. But obviously, they should have caught this earlier, and they are definitely going to feel.
It seems so bizarre.
It should not have happened. And it's one of those things that they're definitely feeling the aftermath. And it's going to go on for some time, but they've definitely felt the heat in Sweden, I can tell you that, because everybody's on them, half of the government, yeah.
Yeah, it's really funny. Speaking of that, how have we changed? I was just thinking about it, and your glow and being married and stuff. I've known you since you were a kid. I was thinking about how the tone of some of the... We have done dozens, if not hundreds of these things, you and I,
mm-hmm.
together all over the world. How has it changed, do you think? I mean, it seems to be, we've gotten into such a routine, it's almost like, okay, it's normal. No matter where we go, whether in England, whether in Europe, whether
well,
in Africa.
Good, right?
Yeah, it is. We're back in the States, but I just think it's kind of neat, and I pay tribute
it
to you because
neat.
You've sort of grown up around us.
No, I'm very excited about
here.
This, and it's fun. It,
yeah.
It's a fun thing that we can do this
yeah.
from
right.
all over.
When Richie says, Lavisa's in charge, we all relax.
Yeah. Well, you just said yesterday that we should fire Lavisa, so I'm not sure.
Did I say that? Why did I say that? I didn't say that. I didn't say it. Mean it. Why did I say that?
No, I'm just kidding. It was funny. No, I.
What did I say? Why
no,
did
because
I say
no one. You know, we had one of the microphones that was sort of going from one musician to another, and it wasn't a stable one, so you weren't happy. But that, I
no.
take that. That was my
I
fault.
Think
I'm okay. I recovered.
I'm much more mellow now than I was.
You are.
When I first.
You are.
Than yesterday.
You are mellow jello today. Yeah. No. No. Absolutely. Yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
Aren't we all after every
I
year
think that's it.
By?
I mean, I think that's the point. I think that we grow up, and what's the old expression? We grow too soon old and too late smart.
Yeah. Right. That sounds
right.
good.
Yeah,
I like that.
That sounds good. Anyway, you look lovely. Thank you. Have you talked about your reality? Should I talk about that?
My reality?
Your reality.
No.
I want to know reality.
Okay. She's happily married.
No, you can talk about reality if you want.
I can.
It's fine, yeah.
Lavisa is with child.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah,
thank
very
you.
Sweet. She
How
was
far
so
along are
healthy.
You?
Not far at all. So
no.
just one trimester in, yes.
Yes, mm. And she's eating a lot and not doing a lot with it.
Yes, that would be sort of how it goes.
That's
yeah.
how it goes. All right. Well, anyway, very nice to have your help. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So Lavisa Frost is from Sweden, and her read on the IKEA thing. Isn't it funny how some of these things take root, Jennifer? A story like that, and it just goes everywhere. People are interested in these sorts of things, and one wonders why sometimes, because it doesn't really affect. Who does it affect? In reality, it isn't affecting one's life. It's just kind of, it's one of those things. Just one of those things.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we have some news. Let's see, what do we have? I promised that you were going to talk about Drew Barrymore, did I not? Speaking of being with
Speaking
child.
Speaking of being with child,
and,
yes.
And Pattinson and all those people. So that's coming up in a moment here on Good Day as we discuss the top stories from our perspective. Here's something that is very top of mind for everybody. When it comes to your health and well-being, do you know what your blood levels are? For example, your cholesterol, good and bad. Triglycerides, the number is important for you to know. If you have had a report in the past that's been bad, and you haven't really done anything about your cholesterol, you've gone to the doctor and maybe he's given you some drugs, well, maybe that's not quite the way for you to avoid heart attacks, heart disease, that sort of thing, stroke. Let's take Dr. Ken Kronhaus's advice and try Cardiol. Cardiol has 9 natural ingredients that work together to reduce your cholesterol, to reduce the number when it comes to your triglycerides. Users report really great results in just a month. 30 days free of Cardiol right now by going online to cardiol.net/Doug. That's CARDIOL.net/Doug. And click on Dr. Ken's free trial. You'll pay shipping and handling. That's it. Otherwise, a free 30-day trial of this Cardiol product, which will reduce your cholesterol, your triglycerides. All the stuff is guaranteed. And you don't pay anything except shipping and handling. So, again, click on to Dr. Ken's free trial when you go online to cardiol.net/Doug, or you may call them 888-802-6424 for your free 30-day supply of this wonderful product to get your cholesterol levels down. That's 888-809-6424.
Look, it's Lord Horsey.
They say he has instant access to a wealth of entertainment. A most appropriate suitor.
He is of Netflix. Lavishes $8 a month on thousands of TV episodes and movies.
I heard he watches them over the internet.
Pish posh, it's the 1700s. Internet doesn't exist yet.
Oh, do hush, child.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Hurry into your local Chevy dealer today and get a great deal on a brand new 2012 Chevy. Right now, during Chevy Truck Month, you can take advantage of great pricing on a Silverado, Suburban, Tahoe, or Traverse. Be sure to hurry in while supplies last.
Last year, millions of parents discovered they were their teen's drug dealer. They found out that teens today are abusing substances that many parents would never think of as dangerous, including prescription pain relievers and stimulants. Some children have even used over-the-counter cough medicine to get high. Talk with your children about the dangers of medicine abuse. Visit drugfree.org to join the Medicine Abuse Project and help end this epidemic. A message from the partnership at drugfree.org.
There was 57 channels and 11 on.
All right. Wait a minute. Why are you playing this now, Richie? You're an hour ahead of the thing. This, we don't do that till next hour. What's the matter with you?
Nice. You okay over there, Rich?
I'm just wishing for the day to progress.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. I need to get on the plane and get out of here. All right. We do have lots of stuff to do. Include in that list finding out what Drew Barrymore Barrymore's good.
Barrymore's. Yes. Drew Barrymore's is a proud mama.
What
she's a mom.
A boy or a girl?
Well, I think it's funny because most people didn't even, or she didn't acknowledge she was pregnant. Everybody was speculating. So apparently she was pregnant. Mm-hmm. She and her husband, Will Copelman, welcomed a baby girl yesterday.
How long have you been married?
Sorry, last Wednesday already.
Yeah, how long have you been married?
Did you do the countdown 9 months?
That's it.
Yeah, they got
pregnant before she got married. My God, what an outrage.
What an outrage. Oh, they gave birth to their daughter, Olive Barrymore Copelman, which I think is actually very cute, the name Olive.
Yes.
Yeah, right. So everybody is doing well, and they're home and healthy and happy.
All right. The gossip about Robert Pattinson and his girlfriend, sort of maybe Kristen Stewart. As Pattinson has voted the world's... I don't get this at all. This guy, how does he come across as a sexy guy? He looks like a wimp to me. But anyway, he's...
First of all, Robert Pattinson moved back in with Kristen Stewart. They did move back in.
Is it her moving in with him or him moving in with her?
I think they shared a place, but he moved out when he was hurt and brooding. And so now he's back there. And they've actually gone out on the circuit together promoting Twilight. So it looks like they are back at full strength. They've made some appearances together for the Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 2.
Or is he a sellout?
He could be. And hey, you could actually check it out because their tour stops in Ireland, Doug.
Really? I won't be checking it out unless they get here today.
There you go. Also, and this is the one that you and I both don't get, Robert Pattinson has been named the sexiest man alive in a new poll conducted by Glamour magazine. He beat out Tom Hiddleston from The Avengers, Johnny Depp, Michael Fassbender, and Benedict Cumberbatch from Sherlock.
Of course, we all know who he is.
Yeah.
And then there's Kate Gosling's book being pulled off by Amazon.
Yeah, it's been pulled off because I guess the book personally attacks Kate, calling her sick and claiming she abused her kids with a wooden spoon.
Great. 51 past the hour on the Good Day News Hour.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties, including the disaffected and disillusioned among the Republicans and Democrats. Today there's a handful of people in Washington ruining America for 330 million of us. They've kept our nation in a state of perpetual war and increasing unsustainable debt. This small group has presided over the elimination of our Bill of Rights and the systematic dismantling of our freedoms guaranteed us under our Constitution. We the people will never agree on the small things, but let's agree on the big thing. Our leaders have blown it. America is better and brighter than this. Be libertarian with me this one time, and I'll prove it to you. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Now 53 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm in Ireland. Richie is in New York City. No, he's not. Jennifer is in Los Angeles. We don't have anybody in New York yet. But we'll see if we can fix that. Here to celebrate the gathering and a lot of other things that are going on, the Titanic exhibit. A lot of technology in the news today, and that's what we do here in this part of the program. Interested in what Shelley Palmer has to say. He's our reporter. Today, he talks about how this year will come to be known as the year that social media and technology took full hold of our society. See if you agree with that as you listen to this conversation coming right up here on Good Day.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey, everyone. I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey, Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, 2012 will go down as the year that social media and technology fully took hold of society. We recently saw the most connected Olympics ever. The games dominated Twitter and mobile devices across the country for 2 weeks this summer. And now, we're going to see the same craze in the upcoming presidential election. YouTube announced that the site will stream the presidential debates and will have the full events as well as highlights available immediately after each one ends. We've already seen record numbers of tweets sent during September's national conventions. President Obama's address prompted 52,756 tweets per minute, which Twitter said was a new record. What kinds of numbers will we see when people are already on their computers and watching on YouTube? I don't know, but they could be really big. The first debate is set to air this Wednesday, October 3rd at 9 p.m. Will you tune in to TV or YouTube to watch? Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read more about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Winning the gold in the pentathlon and the decathlon is...
The winner of the intercollegiate ballroom dance competition is...
Jim Thorpe, All-American, Native American, and he raised the bar for every American. Excellence. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at Values.com.
You can buy the same Whirlpool washer at the big home improvement store, or you can get it at Rent-A-Center. So, what's the difference?
Credit.
credit card account.
Yeah, I think there's a mistake on my bill. It's much bigger this month.
Yeah, that's not a mistake. That's interest.
The credit card bill from the home improvement store keeps growing the longer you take to pay.
Well, how do I figure out the total cost?
Do you have a graphing calculator?
With the Rack Flex plan, the total price you see is the total price you pay with no surprises. Rent-A-Center. Be flexible with your money. See store for details on this rental purchase transaction.
RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, is now America's newest publicly trading green company, Eco2Tech, and has emerged to forward green technologies and solutions to develop and launch projects that are energy efficient and sustainable. We have partnered with various Fortune 500 giants, in addition to local, federal, and foreign government agencies, in the pursuit to create tens of thousands of job opportunities during a time when rebuilding the economy is most needed. Eco2Tech strives to maintain a reputation that is symbolic and recognized worldwide for better use of energy, a better environment, and economy. The latest news on Eco2Tech can be found on the stock exchange under RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, or visit us online at greenjobsforveterans.com. Eco2, solutions today for tomorrow's environment. RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, doing business as Eco2Tech, is an equal opportunity employer.
Boy, a lot of people are really excited about the opportunities for these Green Jobs for Veterans. Go to greenjobsforveterans.com, greenjobsforveterans.com. So many people are calling our line every day wondering what that is. I think we posted, Richie, didn't we post that on the website, greenjobsforveterans.com?
Mm-hmm.
So you can check that out as well. All right, it's the Good Day program. White House yesterday confirmed that hackers attempted to infiltrate the computer system of the White House. Government officials said the cyber attack targeted an unclassified network for the military office, was thwarted before it could cause any damage. No indication that any data was removed. Last year, Google blamed hackers in China for pretty much doing the same kind of thing. We call this phishing. I don't know. We call it. Isn't it called phishing? Richie, doesn't is
yep.
it phishing?
Yep.
So military secrets, intelligence secrets, intelligence office this week publicly accused China of systematically stealing American high-tech data for their own economic gain. There are three things that we're concerned about here. Them stealing commercial high-tech information, them stealing information from the White House, and stealing military information.
They absolutely are.
They're 100%. Our friends.
No.
And we continue to help them out by buying all of their crud.
They are the enemy.
Well, they are our
friends. I assure
you. Anyway. The Good Day program from Ireland continues. 59 past the hour now on Good Day.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.